Love
Good afternoon.
Radio.
Good afternoon. This is Thalitha Williams, your faith-based community nurse, and we're in the trenches again talking about health and wellness. And I do hope and pray that you have had a good day, a safe 4th of July, and that things have gone well with you so far this week, and that you have remained healthy and well. And just want to just do a little bit on a topic. Have some experiences in the last couple weeks with this issue and with different people. So I thought we've done this. It's been a while, but I thought we would do it to get again. And, of course, my scripture tonight is 3 John 2, I wish above all that ye prosper and be in health even as your soul prosper. And so tonight, just want to talk a little bit about one system, and it is our digestive system. And we are realizing now how important it is we have good digestive health. As you know, with the changes that we're seeing in regard to digestive health, that they have decreased the age for which they're suggesting that people get colonoscopies, because we're running into a lot of cancer which affects the digestive system. And with this particular system, if you can catch it early, a lot of times the outcomes, it's more positive, minimal treatment that's necessary. I can remember that I had a veteran at the VA, and we always tried to talk to him about doing the occult cards or hemocult cards, or you may know it as Hologuard, but this was something that can alert us to any problems that is affecting the digestive system. And so he was just dead set against it. And so I kept talking to him and kept talking to him. And finally, he agreed to do the test. And when he did the test, it showed that he had blood in his stool, that it was positive. And so, of course, the next step would be a colonoscopy. And he did that, and they did find that he did have colon cancer. But what was important about that is that they got all of the cancer because it was at one place. And so it hadn't spread it. It was contained, and they got all of it. I think he had a few treatments, but that was it. Done well, no problem. So in the last couple of weeks, I've had to take someone to the doctor. They presented with a lot of nausea and diarrhea, and it had been persistent for over a month. Now, there will be a time, maybe one day it may decrease, but it was a persistent problem. So I took this person, it's a private patient that I work with, took him to the doctor on a Tuesday, and they went in and did what we call an EGD, looking at the digestive system all the way through, except for the colon, and found several things that was wrong with him, gave him medicine, and it corrected the problem. And so his next step now is to do a colonoscopy, but the problem he had resolved itself. And so it's just that there are little things that we may not pay attention to, but if we do everything we can to do preventative maintenance on our digestive system, it will come out more positive for us in the long run, because the digestive system plays a very important part of our body. And when we think of the digestive tract itself, or you hear the doctor say your GI tract or your digestive tract, we're talking about the liver, the pancreas, and the gallbladder is the system, the major organs of the system. And it also is made up with the mouth, the esophagus, the stomach, the small intestines, and the large intestines, and, of course, the anus. So all of these are very important for good digestive health. And the young man that I was working with, because he's a poor historian, and so I had to do a lot of things to find out what was going on. He had had a liver biopsy because he had a benign tumor. It's what I can figure. That's all we know, because we couldn't get a lot out of him. So of course this was a concern to the GI doctor, but when in there, did show, which nobody knew, he'd never been diagnosed with it, but he did have ulcers. He did have a hiatal hernia, and I can't remember, but he had a few other things that were going on. And so sometimes when they do these tests, there are things that come up that most time people aren't aware of, or sometimes they are aware of, but they're not significant enough that they would have to do anything or feel like they need to do anything when it comes to their health. So it's very important to have good digestive health. Now, one thing, and a lot of people don't realize it, is that in your GI tract, you do have bacteria. And this bacteria is necessary for the help with digestion. And, of course, part of your nervous and circulatory system also play a part. So all of this working together, the nerves, the hormones, the bacteria, the blood, and the organs of your digestive system help you to digest foods and liquids that you eat and drink every day. So why is digestion important? Digestion is important because your body needs nutrients from the food and the drink that you ingest to work properly and for you to stay healthy. And so if your digestive system is not in good health, it will not enable that particular system to break down the nutrients that you need into, you know, small enough parts for your body to absorb them and use for energy growth and cell repair. So it is important that you have a good digestive system so it can break everything, all the nutrients from the food down, so that that's where you get your energy from. Of course, it promotes growth and also cell repair. And, of course, and I think I've talked about this before, we have three major nutrients, and that's your proteins, your fats, and your carbohydrates. And so these three components are very important to help with your digestion. So, and each part of your digestive system helps to move the food and liquid through your GI tract. It also breaks food and liquids into smaller parts or both so that you can absorb this, absorb the nutrients. And so once they're broken down in small enough parts, of course, then they absorb and move the nutrients wherever they are needed. Now, your large intestine absorbs the water and the waste product of your digestion, and that's what we talk about when you have a stool. So all of this is very, very important. A lot of people, when they're eating, they don't take the time to really chew their food very well, but that is so important, and that when you start eating your food to enable it to move down the digestive tract, you need to chew your food very well, and then when you swallow it, your tongue pushes the food into your throat. Now, there's a small area, and I'm bringing this up because I'll tell you why in a minute. There's a small flap of tissue called the epiglottis, and it folds over your windpipe to prevent you from choking so that the food will go down the esophagus instead of the windpipe because they have a junction with the two of them right there. And so when you get choked from eating or drinking something, it just means that epiglottis did not cover the windpipe, and it allowed for the drink to the windpipe, and, of course, you start choking. So it's so important that when we eat that the food actually goes down the esophagus. So once it gets in the esophagus, of course, now your brain signals the muscles the technical term, but it starts the movement. It's like I equate it with sea waves that are just steadily moving and moving. That's what it does into the stomach. But prior to when the food reaches the end of your esophagus, the bottom of the esophagus, and it's called the sphincter, and it relaxes and lets food pass into your stomach, and then, but usually it's closed within your stomach from to the esophagus. Is this is where we get into the reflux, and that's the sphincter that I apologize. We're at the beginning of some bad weather, so just, but anyway, And I was telling you that the reflux comes when the esophagus does not, the lower sphincter of the esophagus doesn't close. And in your stomach, the food that you eat mixes, and the liquids mixes with the digestive juice. And part of that, part of the does not close and allow some of the food to go part of the way up your esophagus, you're going to get a burning sensation. And that's because acid is going into your esophagus when it shouldn't be, because that should be alkaline. That should not, you should not have any acid. And that's why they call it acid reflux, because you're actually having the acid from the stomach to flow back up into the esophagus. In you, of course, you have your stomach, and that's where everything mixes. And then once it's broken down, then it goes into the small intestines. The small intestines is very, very important, because it is there where food mixed with digestive juices from the pancreas, and you know, pancreas helps with the breakdown of fat, and so it mixes with digestive juices from the pancreas, the intestines, and what happens in the small intestines is that the walls of the small intestines absorbs water and the digestive nutrients into your bloodstream. And as it continues, the nutrients that you need, like I said, is absorbed. Continue on. And from the large intestines, of course, to waste product, that's when it that's why it is so important that we eat the proper foods to make things happen the way it should be, okay? And so when we do not, when we have some disorders of the digestive tract, then we there are some issues that we will encounter. Now, one of the biggest that we're seeing is your reflux disease. You may even where food that you digested and has entered the stomach then goes back up into a part of the intestine, and then you have this burning sensation, and that's why it's important that when you eat your food, that you don't lay down immediately. I know a lot of times when we eat a big meal, we want to lay down. But what happens is it's going to cause the food to reflux back into your esophagus. And it's a lot of times people report having symptoms of heartburn once in a while, but having symptoms that affect your daily life or is occurring at least twice each week, we consider that GERD or reflux. So a chronic digestive condition, and it affects about 20% of Americans, and it can cause persistent heartburn. You can have bad breath. It can even cause tooth erosion. You can have some nausea, pain in your chest, or even in the upper part of your abdomen, and you can have trouble swallowing or breathing. You should see your doctor. And a lot of times what they will do is they'll put you on medication to help with that. Because if it continues to go back into your esophagus, it can cause some erosion of the esophagus. Then we get into another problem. Like Pepcet, Prilosec, and there are several others. And this is to help because you don't want your esophagus experience erosion. The other thing that a lot of times that we're seeing is gallstones, and those are like hard deposits that form in your gallbladder. And, of course, the gallbladder stores and secrete bile, which helps to break down. And I was really surprised at that this because it says nearly 1 million Americans have gallstones every year. So, you know, I was kind of shocked with that. And so a lot of times, sometimes when, and I've seen x-rays where they have the gallstone, but they call them the ones that are non-interfering, where they don't block anything. But if they do, if you get sharp pains in your upper right abdomen, the next step is to remove the to remove it. And so what I'm going to do, we're getting some thunder and lightning, and let me reschedule this for next week. Hopefully our weather will be better. But until then, be blessed and stay healthy.